Wilco.
Do some imitations.
No, no imitations right now. Alright, we'll hear from Donald Duck right now.
Get some Donald Duck.
Mary had a little girl at three years old, and the only place that Mary went to learn a sword to do.
That's pretty cool, you know that?
Let me give you some imitations here.
Alright, imitations.
Imitation of a wolf?
Imitation of a wolf.
Bye, babe.
Imitation of a swallow?
There we go. Okay, that's enough.
Anybody else got any imitations? That's the word. Imitations. Not invitations. Come on, fellas. We got something to say, something to kill this tape. Anybody want to sing for us? Let's have a duet from M. Sethman, boys. Or just, let's have a single here by Robert Sethman.
My sister, she took care of the world. We thought she'd have a fit. We went up to the bathroom and it was all covered with sweet violets.
Hey, let's try to keep it as unvulgar as we can keep it, fellas. I mean, that was a pretty stinking rhyme.
So was the bathroom.
It's quite a mess. Anybody got any clean poems? Anybody in the crowd got a clean poem? No, I want a clean poem.
Pig fell in the mud puddle.
No, I got a clean one. He just got whooshed, Dad. Race clean pigs nowadays. Well, we gotta figure something out.
Why'd the woman jump off the bridge?
Why'd the woman jump off a bridge?
Yeah, peanut butter sandwich for breakfast. Why'd the chicken cross the street?
Get the other side, I reckon.
Had noodles for lunch.
Well, friends and neighbors, we're gathered here today this fine Sunday afternoon to try to bring you some religious upbringing. We have Brother Bob here.
Yeah, you can stand some.
Yes, this is as Brother Elmer says, we can stand some. He ain't stood any for the last 40 years, but he'll get it sooner or later.
Like one thing wrong with him, his stinks thinking he don't love Jesus.
Oh, boy.
See what you done yesterday, and Harry tore all my books out of here.
Frank did that. Frank got the battery charger out of there. Don't blame it on me. I didn't do it. I'm sorry. I wouldn't know for anything in the world. Hey, that's not nice, but whistle. It's ignorant.
There's something outside.
What is it?
It's a robin.
No, it ain't.
Yes, it is.
No, it ain't.
I'll bet you.
Don't bet your mother you'd be an orphan.
Oh, boy. Well, let's see. We ain't got any Tex Ritter in the group. No Elvis Presleys or anything like that. Just a Donald Duck. He's losing his feathers.
He's in Walton this evening.
Oh, come on, Bob. Let's try to talk Bob and sing us a song here.
Yeah, we want to hear.
Do you know why the moron jumped off the Empire State Building?
Why the moron jumped off the Empire State Building?
He wanted to try out his new spring suit.
Why?
He wanted to make a big hit on Broadway.
Why the moron tiptoe past the medicine cabinet?
When he didn't wake up to sleeping pills. Why the moron close his eyes when he walked past the medicine cabinet?
Why?
Do you want to see the bear aspirins?
Do you know why he drove his car over the cliff?
Wanted to test his air brakes. I knew that one, didn't I? Oh, that reminds me of some jokes.
Never mind.
Never mind about the one when they remind me of those. No, they.
Your teeth are like this season. Some are here and some are there.
I like you too.
Your eyes are like two strawberries floating in chocolate vomit.
Your teeth are like the stars, they come out at night.
Oh.
You look like $1 million, all green and wrinkled.
You look like $1 million, something I've never seen before.
Your teeth are like the moon during an eclipse.
I wish you guys would stop cracking on my teeth. I really do.
What teeth?
I really do.
What teeth?
Ask him where his teeth are. Home in a jar. What do you think? How many glass of water?
Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou? Down in the cornfield milking a cow.
Tomorrow.
Who won the ball game?
Yes. The Merchants.
Hey, fellas, gotta watch television tonight. Right. Nick Nasel's on.
Who?
Nick Nasel and these nine nasty nose pickers playing. I'll get that boogie yet. Dig, man, dig.
Yeah, Joe.
And these four flashers, Joe Banana and these bunch playing music with a pill.
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, hello, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Elmer Sethman speaking to you on a 3-speed Bell tape recorder using a small crystal microphone right now at the present time.
Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Elmer Sethman speaking to you on a Bell 3-speed tape recorder. Now the microphone I'm using is the Static Model 200. The Static Model 200 is the microphone I'm using here at the present time. And we're going to see how does it sound.
Now we're back here using the small miniature microphone. It has sort of highs there in it. And it's a little small Japanese job, the microphone. And I'm just wondering as to how does it sound and so forth there. Yellow. 1, 2, 3, 4.
For the home, from living room to bedroom furniture to a new dinette, even custom draperies and carpeting. Buy now and enjoy special pre-holiday bargain prices. Shop Katie's today. Low, easy terms. Make your first payment in 1972. Katie's Furniture, Main Street, Masontown. Phone 583-7758. Nationally advertised diamonds, watches, and jewelry being sacrificed at cost and less in the gigantic quitting business sale at Amber's Jewelers in Uniontown. Solitaire 4th-carat diamonds and 14-carat Tiffany mounting, a $295 value, now just $99.50. Written guarantee included. Regular $12.95 glass-bottom pewter mugs, now $6.66. Hundreds of items at savings up to 75 cents on the dollar. Hurry, everybody gets a bargain during the gigantic quitting business sale at Amber's Jewelers between Sowers and the Boston Shoe Store on West Main Street in Uniontown. Open till 9 every night till Christmas.
11:29, time for your calls this morning. Yes, good morning, B-Line.
Yes, I've been hearing the discussion on the radio about, I guess, would be like a dog problem.
Yes.
Or comments about it.
Hmm?
Well, the one lady had said that her little girl is afraid of dogs.
Yes.
Meanwhile, back to Rance. Tonto disguises himself as a pool table. Lemon Jerk comes back and racks his balls. Meanwhile, back to Rance.
Aim on you, Bobby.
Meanwhile, back to Rance. Tonto disguises himself as a tree. Lemon Jerk comes back and steps on his twig.
Oh, joke. I got a joke.
One time I heard thunder with this. Hey, you got a plane going over? You just think, you think right away, that's a plane, you know. You hear just so plain, you want to go outside and see it. It sounds like it's real low.
My cousin got stereo down in Florida. Sounds just like I got a joke. You know, this here one sergeant bet this other sergeant. He says, "I'll bet you I got the best camouflage outfit in this service here."
This here picks up here a long way, about 25 feet. That's cold, yes, sir. I got a
hello, 1, 2, 3, 4. This is Elmer Sethman, Fayette City, Pennsylvania, speaking to you on a Bell tape recorder. Hello, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Warm enough.
That's pretty sensitive, isn't it?
See that light flickering there?
Yeah.
Picking right up.
That's the way you want it to work. Just
uh-huh.
Plug in.
On a flicker. How does yours work? On a flicker too?
Yeah. Well, I didn't know much about it. Well, it should flicker.
Well, yeah, every time you talk, if there's any noise.
Or something like that, I notice it comes.
Well, when you're talking low voice, if you want to record right, you're talking low voice. When that light is flickering, you're recording, but that light ain't flickering. You tell you turn the volume up so it does flicker.
Oh, I see.
See, this will give you, can take this 25 feet here from the recorder if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And, it'll put it on there for you.
Mm-hmm. Eat them now or storm for winter time. That was too much.